thinking, mentally manipulating information. Who said that earlier? Doug said that. Mentally manipulating information. That's exactly right. There was an argument for a long time about whether we thought using words or pictures. And this is one of those things that you're like, why did psychologists argue about this? Who thinks that this is... Anyway. For a long time, early psychologists thought that thinking was just subvocal speaking. That you were talking to yourself in your head. And that was what constituted thinking about something. What do you guys think about that? Do you think that thought is really just talking to yourself in your head? There's this chair, and there's this chair, and which is really popular today. Is that all you do when you're thinking, is talk to yourself in your head? I mean, you do. You're like, okay, guys, what do we have to do today? Probably don't call yourself guys. I'm thinking about you guys. You say, okay, Tyler, what do I have to do today? I have to give lecture. I have to go get lunch. It's Chang Burger Day at Whitehead. Then I got to come back. I have a meeting with John at 2, so I got to put my data together. Then after the meeting, I'm just going to be depressed, so I'm going to have to do something else fun for the rest of the day. You think to yourself, right? In words. Are you always thinking to yourself in words?
No.
No. Right? It feels like we see the world in our head. What are some examples of when you think in pictures, for example? There's some interesting psychological evidence to show that we really do think in pictures, and that it matters that we think in pictures for how we relate to the world. Two good examples of this, and I'm surprised Dr. Gabrielli didn't talk about it in class. I wonder if we'll get to it later in the semester, because these are really exciting examples. One is, and they're in the book, mental rotation. So when you are shown an abstract 3D shape and another abstract 3D shape, and you say, are these exactly the same, but they're in different positions? And your job is to decide if they're exactly the same. How would you do this if you had to think about it? Would you measure it out in your mind and be like, all right, we've got a right angle here and a right angle there, and these things project orthogonally, and there's this whatever at the end? Would you think about it in words? How would you decide that these two shapes were exactly the same? Like Tetris pieces.
Mentally rotate.
Mentally rotate them. You'd be like, all right, I got these two shapes. I want to see if they're the same. Check. Right? You do that in your head. How could we prove, using science, that you're really doing that in your head? We could ask you, but we're not always the best judge of ourselves.